So what is hypnosis? Hypnosis is a natural state we all experience every day. Just before you drift off to sleep at night, and as you awaken each morning. Now this state is most observable in the morning, as you awaken, because as you wake up and are still between the sleeping state and the alert awakened state, you still have some memory of those dreams you were having as you slept. However, as soon as you become more alert, those memories of those dreams seem to fade. Now you also experience light stages of trance throughout the day, such as when you daydream or when you get absorbed in a good book or watching TV. Now I would like to explain to you how the mind is in two parts, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Now the conscious mind's job is to look after the information you are taking in and analyzing this information, and also takes care of your everyday needs to allow you to focus your attention just like you are now, as you listen to me. Your unconscious mind looks after you 24 hours a day, taking care of your vital autonomic functions, such as your breathing and controlling the beating of your heart. Now your unconscious mind takes in information through your five senses. What you see through your eyes, sounds you hear through your ears, sense of touch through your hands, taste through the mouth, smells and odors through your nose. Now your unconscious mind only brings to conscious awareness what is important to fulfill your needs. And that means your unconscious mind does everything you want. Yes, I said everything. It is your faithful servant. Now while you may be thinking, no it doesn't, every time I ask it not to do something, it does exactly that. Now to explain why that happens is easy. The unconscious mind is unable to process a negative. Meaning, if you ask it not to do something, it must do what you just asked it not to do to find out what you do not want it to do. Now this is why how working with the conscious mind or willpower alone is so difficult, because you actually think about what you don't want instead of what you do want. And even if you focus on what you do want, there are still fragments of thought of what you don't want, sabotaging the positive changes you're trying to achieve. So to give you an example of how this self-sabotage works and how your unconscious mind faithfully does exactly what you ask it to do, here we go. So here's what I would like you to do. Just make yourself comfortable. Just make yourself comfortable. And as you make yourself comfortable, allow your eyes to close. And as you feel comfortable with your eyes closed, listening to me, I wonder how your feet feel. Does your left foot feel different from your right foot? Or is one foot cooler than the other foot? Or perhaps they are the same temperature? Okay, so did you notice how your attention was brought to how your feet feel? Right. So now here's what I would like you to do. I do not want you to notice how your hands feel. Whatever you do, do not think about how your hands feel. Whatever you do, keep your thoughts away from thinking about your hands. There you are, doing exactly what I told you not to do, thinking about those hands and how they feel. Because, as I said before, your unconscious mind had to put your attention on your hands to find out what not to do. Okay. You may open your eyes now, and as you open your eyes, did you notice while your eyes were closed, you followed my instructions? Now that is similar to what hypnosis feels like. And you are also aware now that you could have rejected any suggestion and opened your eyes at any time. You have also learned something very important, that by me offering positive suggestions to your unconscious mind, and by you saying to yourself, I like that suggestion, that will work for me, while in hypnosis. As you have chosen to make those changes by listening to this recording, you will achieve those positive changes as I guide you into a relaxed state called hypnosis. And while in that relaxed state, you become more receptive to the suggestions. Knowing that you have accepted those many positive suggestions as you respond to my suggestion to open your eyes. You may also have tried to make many changes in the past, and just by using the word try, you have sabotaged your efforts. So to explain this, I would like you to make yourself comfortable once again and close your eyes. And as you make yourself comfortable with your eyes closed, here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to open your eyes slowly. Just open your eyelids slowly. Okay, now close them again. Now this time I want you to try and open your eyes. Just try and open your eyes. Now if you have opened your eyes, that's not what I said. I said try to open your eyes. Trying is not doing. So when you try to open your eyes, they remain shut. And as you try to open your eyes, you may find your eyebrows moving as you really try to open your eyes. Okay, stop trying and open your eyes. Now you have learned why it is difficult to make those changes, as trying creates resistance, and not wanting to do something causes you to do exactly that. So now as you listen to the recording, you have chosen to make those changes, and by accepting all positive suggestions, by being very relaxed in both body and mind, and with the new knowledge you have gained here, now knowing you can experience the positive changes just by saying, I like that suggestion, that will work for me.